Extra. Extreme Bits. This is Extreme Bits. You're listening to Extreme Bits.
All right, it's Extreme Bits Radio Show. Adobe Radio. A pizza came, so right when the intro started there, and let's have the guy on the air running the board go get the pizza. I got it.
Look, I'm hungry, and I get weak when I'm hungry.
You do, and you're not as funny. And we need you to be on your top game tonight, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris is here. I'm Eddie, and Jason's out this week. Chris, you haven't been on the show in a few weeks. Good to have you back.
Thanks, man. Been a couple of weeks. Yeah, I was on vacation, sort of.
Yeah.
Visiting family.
Visiting family. Nice, nice.
Yeah.
And how did that treat you?
It was long. It was hard. Not a lot of fun.
That's what she said.
Yeah. And she was right.
She was.
Yeah.
On the line, we have Matt, and in fact, we have the entire band, A Night in Hollywood. What's up, guys?
What is up? How's it going?
Good. What are you guys doing?
We're literally sitting in our garage eating Taco Bell right now.
Who's that talking? Is that Matt?
What's that?
So we have Matt, you're the vocalist, and then is Zach the guitarist there, and then Ben, Marty, and Nick. You guys are all there?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Very nice. So what is your band all about? I know you guys are from California. What else can you tell me?
Yo, Ben.
Hello. Yeah, one of you.
We've been playing together for about two and a half years now. We actually just have a new addition to our band. Matt has been our lead singer for about a couple months now. He came with us to the studio in Florida and did the vocal tracks, and now we got a project that's going to come out, our new EP, hopefully by this fall.
Yeah, it's produced by Elvis Bastet, so it's going to blow your mind.
Who else has he produced?
Escape the Fate, Incubus, Falling in Reverse, Alter Bridge, Bless the Fall, etc.
Wow, that's a pretty big producer.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy.
How did you guys get hooked up with him?
Our manager, Kyle Kirkpatrick, actually sent him an email, and we said we wanted to work with him, and he got back to us. So
that easy,
it
huh?
I was lucky. It was really luck.
He must be really impressed by your guys' music, I guess.
I guess you could say that. I feel like he's pretty confident in it.
How much time do you guys focus on the band per week, would you say?
We have about 2 to 3 practice days set up every single week. We practice for about 2 to 3 hours a night, working on writing or just going over the set, trying to find out new ideas to kind of reinvent it. And then on our own time, we always try to do as much as we can to help out the band in any way, by whether it be going out to different shows and promoting, whether it be on our own Facebooks or Twitters, just kind of tweeting things about going to listen to songs or trying to get fans' reactions about things and telling about future plans. So it's really just as much time as we can put in it whenever we can find it during the week.
Yeah, we have a series of shows that are being booked right now. We're going to be back on the road pretty soon. I'm stoked to get back on the road and play for all of our old fans. It's
big stuff coming up.
Cool.
So did you say you just recorded an EP or an LP? What was that?
It was an EP.
An EP in a... Go ahead.
The 5 songs on the EP.
Cool. And when's that coming out? What's that called? When's that coming out?
We currently don't have a release date. We're in between labels right now figuring out who's going to release it. But we have a single up on all of our social media sites that we've released for people to hear. And if they want to hear it, they can check us out on Facebook, MySpace, Pure Volume. They can find a link on our Twitter, pretty much all our social media links.
And awesome. Night in Hollywood is the name of the band, and the song we have here is Darling, This Is Just the Beginning. A band that has impressed the same producer as Incubus and so many other great bands you just named. I can't even remember all of them. But here we go. Let's listen to your guys' song here. We'll come back and we'll talk a little more.
Sounds good, buddy. Cool.
This is a moment for you. This is a change of times. She's
I'd say Dolby Radio. That's a night in Hollywood, and on the phone we have the entire band.
Yo,
yeah. Hey.
Yeah. So what are you guys gonna do tonight? You guys gonna party or anything, or just hang out, or what?
It's Friday. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Oh no.
What are we doing, guys?
Definitely party.
Do you have an?
We pretty much party as much as possible over here.
Which one of you gets laid the most?
Well, that's gotta be Ben.
Dan.
Ben or Nick?
Yeah, I'd say we'll go with Nick. Survey says Nick.
The drummer never gets laid as much as the other guys.
No, the drummer gets...
We're trying to make him feel good, that's all.
Just trying to boost myself as a team.
It's the bassist who never gets laid. The drummer gets enough.
Yeah, come on.
Well, he just likes to... he starts playing the drums, he's like, hey, wait, look how I can bang a bunch of things. He's just trying to overcompensate, that's all.
How many times have more than one of you slept with the same groupie?
Whoa.
In this band, none for me. I can say that for a fact.
All right. Well, let's go down the line. Has it happened before? Maybe it's happened. You guys don't know. Let's figure this out.
That's very true. This is a pretty personal issue right now.
It's pretty common on the road, I'd say, between you and Nick.
Pretty common?
Between Nick, your work turn.
Between Nick and who?
Yeah.
Nick and Ben.
Yeah, it's a tag team every night.
Yeah.
Every night we just go for it, you know, the high five.
Should be kind of scary. Are you familiar with the Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
London Bridge.
You should definitely Wikipedia that.
So you guys
the London Bridge. I'm aware of the London Bridge.
Yeah, the London Bridge happens nightly.
Now,
it ever make you uncomfortable making eye contact with another man? When you're in the middle of
pretty comfortable with our sexuality in this band, you know what I mean? Like, just as long as the eyes stay above chest level, I think it's a pretty okay thing for all of us. So really, and it brings us closer together as a band than I feel.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's sweet.
That's a sweet bonding experience. That that poor chick getting two cocks at the same time, man.
Terrible.
I've never heard him complain, so I mean, I can't really say anything.
Well, apparently she had a cock in her throat, so she didn't really have room to object now, did she?
Boom.
Boom. Boom. The band is A Night in Hollywood. It's Extreme Bits, and they regularly share women on the road. And if you guys are on tour, right? Correct?
No, sir.
Not at the moment right now, but we're editing one put together, heading back out in about a month here.
You have a couple shows coming up in California, at least. It looks like you have a show on the 30th and then a show on August 16th in California. So,
And August 5th as well in Bakersfield, California.
All right, so if there are any ladies out there that like to be Eiffel Towered or London Bridged, just meet up with these guys.
I think there's probably a few ladies out there. Yeah, Bakersfield's about 4 hours away from us. I consider that a mini road trip to be on a mini tour. So, I mean, I guess all of our tour rules will be in play once we go down there.
Yeah. Do you guys ever at work some of these chicks up a little bit on Facebook, like chatting with them before you meet up with them?
Always do research.
Yeah.
You got to know.
It's what we in the business call scouting.
You scout for some ladies, and then they're all ready to go by the time they meet you. There's no talk. I mean, you just see them and you bang.
Yeah. We just kind of give them a little wink and a nod, and they know what's up. I'm not going to say any names, but there's been a few that have ended up on isanyoneup.com.
At what.com?
Isanyoneup.com.
Is anyone up? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my friend, you have hundreds and hundreds of hours of pure enjoyment ahead of you when you get off of work tonight.
I can't wait.
You got to look it up, man.
I just went to the webpage right now. What is it? Just a bunch of, sweet naked chicks.
Oh, it's like a girlfriend.
And you're welcome.
Thank you. So this is like people sext each other and then they upload the pictures or what?
Yeah.
Tsunami.
Not descendants of jealous or vengeful ex-girlfriends and boyfriends. So it gets pretty gnarly on there.
Oh, so it's ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends that post the pictures of the significant others, eh? Is that what that is?
Band guys and, like, just industry people. Yeah, groupies, like, notorious band, like, band sluts and wieners.
You got the Daily Nargoyle. You got the Daily Band Whore. You got everything you could possibly need.
That's awesome. So how many times have you guys ended up on this site?
Never.
No.
Never you guys.
I don't plan on it.
Yeah, we've had some pretty close people to us end up on that site, but never us ourselves.
Yeah, our merch girl ended up on there.
Oh. Well, never take a picture of yourself naked, I think, is the moral of the story, because you don't know where that's going to end up.
Now, I think the real moral of this, I think the real moral of the story is that in the 21st century, everybody's going to have a naked picture on the internet at some point in their life, so who gives a shit anymore?
You just got to bide your time until it finally gets up there, you know?
Yeah.
So, there's a website where I can figure out where the hottest band slots are. It sounds like there's a couple of them.
There's a Billy one every day.
Yeah.
Really? I'm going to pretend like I'm in a band and go to one of these shows where these sluts are.
We'll pretend like we know you from some other band. We'll be like, oh, dude, you're the best guitarist I've ever seen ever. And Lee's like, oh, okay, this is happening now.
Don't do it. Eddie's a sexual offender.
Next time you guys come through Denver, if you ever do, I'm just going to pretend like I play the triangle in your band or something.
Okay. Dude, we got a spot for the triangle right next to Nick in the percussion section.
If you think the bassist doesn't get any ass,
don't be triangle.
I don't know. All the triangle players I know have gotten mad pussy. Because, I mean, your instrument is putting a phallic object through another object. It's all innuendo.
Yeah,
anyway.
In a circular motion and a rhythmic motion, just go to town on it. That makes sense. Okay, I can see you doing that.
Yeah,
that's a good point there, Chris.
Yeah.
It's like a whole subliminal message you're putting. It's like you're inceptioning girls as you're playing an instrument.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah. All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for being on the show. A Night in Hollywood is the name of the band. Of course, you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and they have a webpage. Just Google them, and all that will come up. Or just go to Facebook and search for A Night in Hollywood. Make sure you like them. They're trying to get to 5,000 likes. So, like them on Facebook.
What if I like you, but I'm not in like with you?
What'd you say?
I said we're trying to get to 5 million likes.
Ah, fair enough. Okay. All right. Don't limit yourself at 5,000. I get it. All
right. That's right.
Thanks, guys. It's fun. Thanks for being on the show, and good luck with everything.
Take care.
All right.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. A Night in Hollywood. Turned out to be some nice young chaps.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that conversation.
Fine, gentlemen.
I don't know about you, Chris, but I kind of like hearing the stories of these bands when they're on the road and hearing about the women they're getting. To me,
I've noticed.
Do you like that at all? I think it's kind of it's fascinating. To a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
I'm trying to spin it in new ways every time I ask, at least. I'm not asking the exact same questions every time.
But I think, though, for like these smaller bands, I think like they're not getting like legendary rock star levels of pussy. A lot of these smaller bands, they're really not getting as much ass as you might think, I think.
I think that they might be getting a little more than you think. I think we have to meet in the middle on this. Because I think maybe they can get laid at almost every show they play.
I think you're being a little optimistic about that.
Well, these guys have a good strategy. They work the chicks on the Facebook, and then they're talking to them, and they break the ice, and then these girls feel like they know the guys, and then they meet up, and then
you
there's
can
nothing
skip
left
the first
to do.
Date.
You just gotta bang.
I already know your name and your hobbies. Why don't we just skip to the banging?
Yeah. That's the beautiful thing about the internet, isn't it? You can talk to somebody on the internet and then just bang them right when you meet them. Hello, you're on the air. You're Extreme Bits.
Every show they play.
Hey, turn down your speaker. What up? Talk to us here, cuz.
We're going to have to let you go.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thanks for calling. It's Extreme Bits Radio Show. 1-888-99-IDOBE is the phone number. That's 1-888-994-3624. It's toll-free if you want to call in and say what's up.
Hello?
It's the Extreme Bits Radio Show. It's Adobe Radio. And on the line we have the best lawyer money can buy. His name is Sam Goldberg, and he is the Extreme Bits lawyer. What's up, Sam?
What is going down, dude? How you doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Now, I understand you ran into somebody kind of interesting that had an interesting legal complaint or something.
This is true. Let me say, I'm not a lawyer yet. I'm in law school. I don't care.
I will let you represent me in court.
All right. You know what? I can do that. I will. As long as I have a lawyer in there, I will represent you. But, yeah, we actually spoke to a Howard Stern wax packer. His name is Elegant Elliot Alton. He was actually kicked off of the Howard Stern show because he was too crazy. In any event, Elegant is a cross-dresser. He likes to dress up like a woman. He was in a Miami Beach hotel. He was a registered guest at the hotel. And Elegant, which is what he calls himself, he claimed that while he was in the lobby as a registered guest, he was thrown and put in jail because he was dressed as a woman.
Now, do you believe this claim? It sounds a little weird to me, because why would anybody do that? That doesn't make sense.
I believe he was definitely dressed as a woman. I believe he was a registered guest at the hotel.
Yeah.
And I believe that they kicked him out of the hotel. So I do believe what he's saying. The question of fact, you know, that's for a jury to decide. But, I mean, that's his claim. So he thinks that someone from the hotel came over, was yelling at him. He says that they were yelling profanities at him. And then they kicked him out of the hotel. He actually says that he called the police himself, and then once the police got there, after he called them on his own, they turned on him and leave the hotel and threw him in jail. And in any event, he got the charges dropped from when he was in jail, and now he's suing the hotel for intentional infliction of emotional distress and malicious prosecution.
All right. Well, I kind of feel like there's something missing in this story, because you know, I think he probably got kicked out of this hotel because he was doing something obscene, or he was walking around offending guests because he had a boner or something in his dress.
I don't think they can kick you out for having a boner.
You see a guy dressed as a woman, what are you going to do? What do you think?
Maybe he was bad for business. They have every right to kick him out, actually. Oh,
man, dude. Well, come on. Bullshit. Discriminatory. That's discrimination. If you can't kick somebody out because they're black, you can't kick them out because they're dressed like a woman, period.
Well, maybe he was scaring customers, and, you know, everybody has a right to refuse service.
No, that's bullshit.
I mean, he's actually suing them for $21 million.
$21 million, man.
His claim is that he's not well. He had to see a psychiatrist. He's the first one to admit he's a little off. And now he says that because of this incident, all the scars that were healed by a psychiatrist are now open again, and he's internally bleeding, and he believes that the psychiatric treatment he's going to need should own up to $21 million, and it's not that he's saying it's $21 million worth of psychiatric things he's got to do, but he's saying with punitive damages, all together, it should be $21 million.
That's a big claim there, and that's.
What do you think?
Well, you know,
if you saw me in a lobby dressed as a woman, what would you do?
I would let you go about your business unless you were offending other customers or other people at the hotel and being a disruption and getting in people's faces, and you know, if you were doing something that was maybe a little bit illegal, or I might kick you out.
I mean, I'm the first one to say I'm not taking sides. I'm not representing Elegant in this case. I just interviewed him about his side of the story. So, you know, I'm not taking sides on either way of the matter. I could believe the hotel or, you know, believe Elegant. But it's an interesting case nonetheless.
You know what's weird to me about this whole story is, like, he's in a hotel in L.A. Like, if he was at a hotel in, say, Omaha, Nebraska, I could see him getting kicked out for being dressed like a woman. But a hotel in L.A., I just assume, is a little broader minded.
You think so, right? That's what makes me think.
Well, first of all, this was not a hotel in L.A.
Oh, where was the hotel?
This was a hotel in Miami Beach, and
still,
Miami Beach is a very homosexual area.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Miami
more,
Beach.
Yeah, there you go.
So that leads me to believe that he was a disruption of some kind, and he got himself kicked out. I don't think he was kicked out for being dressed as a woman. That just sounds ridiculous to me. And $21 million... is a little extreme too. That kind of makes him he kind of loses some legitimacy wanting $21 million.
A jury can decide anything they want. I mean, look at Casey Anthony. She got off for murder. Many people believe that she she did the murder. She killed her kid, but she got off. It all depends on what the jury thinks. The jury could definitely believe that he's entitled to $21 million. The problem will be if they sympathize with him. It's all about if the jury sympathizes with you, and the more they sympathize with you, the more money you're going to get. So it really depends on the jury.
Plus, those damages figures, they're all arbitrary anyway.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. And the fact is, if a jury says something that they don't like, the judge can always say they don't deserve that amount of money, and they can lessen what Elliot will get.
Let's hit the night court theme.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
This is going to be your theme song.
Yeah, like usual, I'm at a bar and I'm a little drunk, so I just left the bar to talk to you guys. I'm always drunk when I talk to you guys on the air.
And now your theme song is on.
Oh, yeah, I like it. That's sexy.
Sam Goldberg.
John Lars. I never know how to say that name.
Wait, hang on, Chris. Let's hang on.
In any event, I gave you my legal advice.
Don't you try to get
S&M.
Shut up for a second. Listen.
Hold on. Just give us second here.
All right, Sam. Listen, Chris and I are going to sing you a new theme song. Are you ready?
We're improvising some lyrics here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go, Chris. You ready? Sam.
Goldberg.
Sam Goldberg. Sam Goldberg.
Student.
Stream Bits lawyer.
Law student.
Sam Goldberg.
He's never met John Larroquette.
Sam Goldberg. The Extreme Bits lawyer. Sam Goldberg.
Sam Goldberg.
Sam Goldberg.
Sam Goldberg.
Sam Goldberg.
Wow.
There we go.
Was that as beautiful for you, dude, as it was on our end? Because right now, Eddie and I are embracing passionately.
Did you like that theme song?
As much as I'm honored, that was the shittiest thing I've ever heard in my life. but I am honored that you guys took the time out to sing me a theme song. So that was terrible.
Anytime you come on the show now, we're going to have to do that.
Oh, do you have the lyrics written down, or was that improv?
That was improv.
That was all improv, buddy.
Oh, wow.
But I think we got it down.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So listen, I got to go back to the bar, but really quick.
Yeah.
S&M will be back on Adobe Radio in September.
We're bringing it back full force. We're going to have a lot of celebrity guests. This is like, this is legitimate. We are officially back now, starting in September. It'll be a weekly show. Not like we've been doing with every other week, once a month. This is serious. We will be back weekly on Tuesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, starting in September.
S&M Radio, listen to it with Sam, our Extreme Bits lawyer, and Michelle. Thanks,
her
Sam.
Her last name is Meekin nowadays.
All right. Fair enough. Well, man, enjoy your night, man. We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Have a good night.
Yep.
Sam, I like Sam. He's a fine lawyer. The reason why I like him as my lawyer is because he's Jewish, and Jewish people, you know, it's well known fact that they're good with money, and I need a lawyer that's good with money.
And well, they make good lawyers too.
Yeah.
And his last name is Goldberg. It's not just any Jewish name. It's not like we got a lawyer whose last name is Epstein. It's Goldberg.
Yeah.
It has gold right there in the name.
Goldberg.
And a berg, like an iceberg of gold.
You know, his name is just very trustworthy to me.
Yeah.
Goldberg. Sure, I'll take it. Hi, we have Jason on Skype. What's up, Jason? Yo, Jason.
Yo, what's good?
What's going on, man?
Dude, I'm chilling, man. Long work week. That's all I gotta say.
Your microphone sounds like complete shit right now. Why is that?
It is complete shit right now.
Can you hear me better? Yeah, get a little closer or something.
Yeah, I got to do something. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
All right, cool. I'm operating off of built-in speakers right now, or microphones right now.
So what are you doing tonight?
Hell, man, I'm drinking some beers. Don't do it if you're on rage, maybe. But I'm sitting here drinking, just relaxing, man. I work 40 hours a week right now. It's, tell you what, man, you get out of school, you realize how the real world is.
Yeah, the real world blows, dude.
What did you think of our theme song we had for Sam Goldberg?
You know, I was cracking up that shit, man. That was ridiculous.
Awesome.
That was amazing. I thought you guys actually wrote that down. That
no,
was improv.
That was live. That was live improv.
That was ridiculous. And you guys were actually in tune for the moment.
Whatever you say, we'll take your word for it.
I think at the end, Chris, we nailed it.
Yeah. We came together.
Yeah. At first, we didn't.
We were working at cross purposes, but then we coalesced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever said wow at the end brought it together, too.
Yeah, I think the ending, really, Chris.
Yeah.
I think that sealed the deal.
Yeah, we nailed the chorus.
Should we try it with Jason? His last name is Trent. Here we go. All Chris, right, let's do the theme song. Trent.
What? What was his name?
Jason!
He's a guy.
On Skype. Jason!
Never met John Larroquette. Jason! Jason! That's a great song because you can pretty much just say any word and just repeat it through a song, and bam, you got yourself some lyrics.
If you want us to, if you want us to sing a song about you, call 1-888-99-ADOBE.
We'll personalize it. That's what we do.
You guys got the pop formula down, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for calling in, and we'll check in with you again in a little bit, or just keep listening.
All right, I'll do both, man.
All right, later, Dan.
Take it easy.
That's Jason on Skype. I had to let him go because the microphone
not
was
the
just...
Jason. No, I was a little confused for a second when you said Jason.
Not co-host Jason.
Yeah,
that was listener Jason.
Yeah,
his microphone is driving me nuts. I gotta say, Jason, if you want to be on the show again, just call us on the phone. It's like.
Well, what are you gonna do?
What can you do? But
I mean, he sounded better than a lot of callers do. I'll say that.
Yeah.
At least we could hear him, and it was clear.
He was a pretty good caller too.
Yeah.
And I would love to do more theme songs for people. Maybe I know. We'll ask Dan here if he wants us to do a theme song for him. Dan is a listener in, I believe, Australia. Dan, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. You?
Good. We're going to do a theme song for you. Are you ready?
All right. Do you need to know anything about me? Or?
Sure. Throw something out there.
So, my last name is Spiteri.
Spiteri?
It's like Spiteri.
Spiteri, okay.
Have you ever met John Larroquette?
That's important.
No, I haven't, actually.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure. I assumed you didn't, but I wanted to be clear.
And I work at the post office. I don't know.
All right, Dan, he works at the post office. Before we start your theme song, what did you think of the last two?
Fucking amazing.
Beautiful.
Here we go, here we go. Dan.
Dan. Never met John Larroquette.
And he works at the post office. He touches your mail. Danthrax. Danthrax.
I just feel like this burgeoning creative. My head is swimming. Like, I feel like I could do anything right now creatively.
This is great. Did you like that, Dan?
Shut up, Dan. God damn it, man. You know, we just wrote your theme song, and, you know, I feel Dan's a lot less supportive. I don't think he liked this theme song.
I don't think he liked it either, Dan. Dan, why don't you sing one for us? Are you ready?
Oh, he thinks it's so easy.
Come on, Dan, you do it for us. Here goes the music.
I'm not going to sing the same song.
Do it.
No, I'm like not going to do it.
Do it.
Eddie and Jason.
Aw.
I don't know. Never met Bill Cosby. Eddie and Jason.
It. Keep going.
I'm trying to think. Fuck, you didn't give me enough time.
It's all right. He's not a creative genius like us, so
not everybody can be on par with us,
yeah,
Chris.
It's fine. It's pretty good for a start.
Yeah,
it's good for a start.
Adobe, that is the phone number. It's Extreme Bits.
What's up, folks?
There's Chris there. I'm Eddie, and Jason's out this week.
That he is.
He is. He's on some sort of a sabbatical with his soon-to-be baby mama.
He's explaining why he got her pregnant to her family.
That's got to be awkward, and I think they're going to have a nice long dinner.
Yeah.
And at this dinner, it's going to be very awkward.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had dinner with a like a friend's family or something growing up and it was just extremely awkward?
Yeah, that's never fun.
Especially when the parents like have a huge interest in you for some reason and they ask you all these questions.
Yeah. Ugh. And you're like, and your kids, so you don't want to talk about yourself anyway.
No.
Yeah.
And then like the whole dinner becomes about you and you have to answer all these questions. They're like,
where do you see yourself in 10 years? I'm like, well, I'm in fourth grade, so I don't know.
What does your mom do? What does your dad do? Do you have any brothers and sisters? Do you play any sports?
Have you been
spurts? Do you like the spurts?
That was the worst question. I hated that question.
I hated that, too, because I never really played sports.
Yeah, ever. Me either.
And anytime like a parent of one of my friends had asked me that question, I like felt bad for saying no.
Yeah.
Like I should be saying
sometimes yes. I'd lie and I'd say yes, and then they'd be like, oh, what's sport? And I'd be like, basketball, foot, base, everything. I do all of that.
I remember lying too as a kid when I was asked that. Yeah, because I felt bad. I don't know why. Why did I feel bad for not liking sports? But I remember like saying for the longest time, anytime that question would come up, like when I was like 10 or 12, I would tell all these people that, yeah, I played soccer for like 3 years, but I didn't like it. So I stopped. That used to be my thing.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know why. Why did we feel bad for not playing sports?
Because that's like the society or the culture we're living in. It's like, that's the expectation when you're a young boy, is you play sports or whatever.
I mean, it is good for kids, I guess, but it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just was never interested in it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I was never good in it, at it, and I was never interested either.
I think my problem was, is like, I didn't like being on a team. I didn't like working with, I don't know what it was. I would just get angry at everybody, and I don't know. I just didn't like it.
I didn't like being on a team because I felt like everyone was getting angry at me for not being a little fucking child prodigy. Yeah. Why'd you drop that ball? Because, like, it fucking happens sometimes, guy. You don't catch them all, man. Yeah. Chill out. You always had that little prick on the team.
We were
or
on
in
a
gym or whatever.
I sort of had flashbacks to this a little bit when we were on our kickball team a couple of years ago. Chris and I, we were on a kickball team, and Jason, our other co-host who's out tonight, his girlfriend was the captain of the team. Comedian Kyle Novak was also co-captain. And right there is a recipe for disaster. Comedian Kyle Novak and Katie at the helm. And
Jason, too. You got to admit.
And Jason. Jason's a little.
He's a competitive guy.
Jason was overly competitive.
Yeah, they all were.
And the reason why we even started this team is because it was just, you know, let's all have to get
the promise was you just get together and get drunk and kind of fuck around.
Yeah, that's what I was promised. And when that was the case, I was happy.
Yeah.
I was having fun.
Absolutely.
We didn't care if we won or lost. But then it started getting extremely competitive.
Yeah.
And
like, we did we win a game? We won one game or something or no?
We won several games. We didn't win a lot,
but yeah, but everybody was getting down and getting depressed
yeah.
whenever we would lose. Like everybody,
it's fucking
like it would
ball.
Really yeah get down except for me and Eddie. Like I'd be like, yeah, I'm pretty buzzed, so I consider that a win. But everybody was like it was really getting to everybody.
That
and I'm like, what
blew
is
my
your
mind.
Problem?
Like after any game we lost, Jason would be all depressed, and
yeah.
Katie would be sad. So
and
Jason,
Eddie and I would be like, oh shit, let's go to a bar, let's keep the party going, and everyone would be like, no, I don't think
I
so.
Go home and just sulk in this.
Yeah,
it's like you idiots.
Yeah,
our first couple games weren't that bad.
Yeah,
because everybody. I don't know. When did it become so competitive? Oh, I remember why.
At the beginning, because we practiced. I mean, practices were fun, but that should have been our first clue.
Well, I think where it made a turn for the worst is the original team captain was Violent Video Brad.
True, yeah.
And Violent Video Brad was all about fun and all about having a good time, and he was a good coach because he encouraged you, but he didn't pressure you.
Yeah.
And it was good. Everybody was getting better and better, and then the team was doing good. Then Katie stepped in, and then it became
our friend had to move out of state.
Violent Video Brad, he's been on the show. He was on like last week, I think.
He's back now, but
then it just got too competitive. Kickball should never be competitive. If you're
yeah.
on a kickball team,
if you're an adult, especially, but
yeah.
even as a kid, if you're an
especially,
adult,
especially an adult, if you're an adult playing,
when half
kickball,
the people show up in fedoras, that should be your first clue that you know it's just a bunch of hipsters getting together drinking PBRs. Right?
When there's a themed night like prom dresses.
Yeah.
That's another clue.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, seriously?
But at least we weren't the most competitive team. There were certainly some teams who were very serious and very scary in their intensity.
Yeah. In fact, our team had a rival team.
Yeah.
Because our captain used to be on this team, and then they did her wrong or something.
Yeah.
And she's all pissed. And
yeah, we were supposed to be the revenge team, but we were no good.
And then Chris and I just
and
continually
she got pissed.
You and I would just fuck up every game, I felt like. And then after a while, I
well,
stopped.
Mostly you. I felt fine.
I stopped caring. I was
See, that was
fun.
Your problem. I never cared to begin with, and I would just. I never let them get to me.
I stopped having fun. It was my fault.
I did stop having fun, but I think I stopped having fun when I let them talk me into doing another, like, we were playing over the summer, and then they talked us into doing a fall league as well, and it was just, like, kickball overload.
Not too much.
Like, by the end of the summer, it was like, yeah, that was a lot of fun, but, like, I don't know, I had a lot going on. It seemed like that summer we had the show, and I had some other commitment, but, like, kickball was chewing up, like, 3 nights a week. There for a while, it's like yeah, okay, this is fun, but I'm just getting, like, OD'd. But they're like, no, let's do the fall week. It'll be great. We need you. We need you because we don't have enough numbers. Like, all right, fine. But yeah, then, to be fair, I mean, I kind of warned him, but then I stopped showing up towards the end of the fall league. I forget what happened. I think I got busy a couple weeks, and they found some replacement players, and I'm like, well, clearly they're doing okay without me, so then I stopped counting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fuck that. I'm never going to be on another kickball team again. I think that's the moral of the story. Unless
I think you and I
are in charge.
Yeah.
They need to let... Or if I'm on a team with people who would just want to have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to... It was fun when it was fun, but I don't want to be on a team that... Kickball should not be competitive.
It's kickball, yeah.
It's kickball. There's no grand prize at the end. It's not like everybody won money or something.
Yeah.
A, B, you just do it for fun.
Yeah.
But anyways, I saw this this story. This made me kind of laugh. A forklift dropped $1 million worth of red wine. $1 million. It was at Velvet Glove Shiraz Production. Or is it Shiraz? Shiraz, I believe. And one of the coworkers and I was operating a forklift, and then he I don't know, pressed the wrong button or something, and then $1 million worth of wine fell off the forklift. $1 million. Can you imagine being a business owner and then $1 million just like falls and breaks? And you just lost $1 million. $1 million.
It's a tough break.
That's no pun intended, dude.
Yeah.
That's got to suck. But have you ever broken anything at a job?
Nothing like big. Like, I've broken lots of little shit, sure. But, I mean, I've worked like a retail in the back room, and it's never exactly clear who or when or where broke it when you take it out of the box and it's broken.
Because you were doing stocking at Target, right?
Yeah.
Like
and,
overnight stocking.
Yeah. So I would imagine, and also at Big Lots a couple of years before that.
I would imagine that a lot of product is broken on a nightly basis.
Yeah, yeah.
So what have you ever like dropped anything personally that you know of?
I'm sure I've broken some shit, but nothing jumps out. Like I said, nothing big. Like, I've been rough with some boxes that were, like, fragile, handle with care, and, like, you've heard a crack, and it's like, well, fucking whatever. And you just put that box on the shelf anyway, and it's like, well,
that's somebody else do it.
Yeah, you just, But,
did you ever have a coworker break something big?
Oh, wait. You know what? Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, when I worked at Big Lots... Like, I'd only been there a month or two, and they were, like, wanting to transition me. I'd been working as a cashier mostly, but they were trying to get me to start stocking. But one day, some guys I was working with, some cool guys, are like, hey, Chris, we need some help over back here. And they take me up to this, like, upstairs, like, secondary, like, storage room that nobody ever went to. And, like, there were these, like, plastic shelves, like, that we would put shit on sometimes. And we spent the better part of a day just smashing their shelves to pieces.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
But then they all got off earlier than me. They're like, oh, shit, it's time for us to clock out. Chris, you got to clean this up, I guess.
Oh, fuck.
And, oh, by the way, district management's in. I'm like, oh, my God. So I had to, like, fucking...
Did you think you're going to be canned?
It was a mess. No, I wasn't worried about it.
Man.
But, I had to clean that shit up and... try and hide it and everything.
I don't know. Breaking things at work is kind of fun when you get the opportunity to. I don't know why. You just get to take out aggression. I remember when I was working at Pizza Place, we like got a new microwave or something, and the owner's like, all right, just take this microwave out to the back trash area, and then we'll just install a new one. So then I went out there with a friend, and then we just like spent like 20 minutes out there fucking smashing the shit out of it, Office Space style.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, stuff like that's always fun.
Yeah. But on the other hand, working retail, it can be a giant pain in the ass when shit breaks because you have to go through this whole thing of filling out like a loss report. And like if you're working on the truck trying to unload the truck and you get like a chemical break open and it happens all the fucking time, mm-hmm. It stops everything because you got to clean it up because it's a slip and fall hazard and shit, like, you know, any liquid, and then it's just a giant fucking mess, and it's a pain in the ass.
You're listening to Extreme Bits. It's like extreme without all the harnesses and safety equipment and pretty much just kind of unsafe.
All right, Extreme Bits, Adobe Radio. We go to Skype. We have Jason on the line again. Jason Trent. What's up, Jason? Not co-host Jason, other Jason.
Not much, man. Chill. Finally found the microphone for once.
Yeah, the microphone's sounding much better, I must say. So do you have any friends we can call right now and sing a little theme song for? How about that?
Shit. All right, well, let me check my phone real quick.
Just send me the phone number over Skype. Somebody you're pretty sure will answer.
Do we really want to do this Night Court theme song thing again?
Yeah, I think
I
so.
I feel hey, like it's
hilarious to hear you.
Do you like it, Jason? Do you think we should do this?
Hell yeah, if someone will be away.
I think this is his new favorite segment.
Dude, this shit cracks me up, man.
Hurry up and get me a number. We're alive. We don't have time for this.
All right, we'll get a conversation going. I can look and talk at the same time.
This is the conversation.
This
all
is
right.
The conversation.
Grab right, your phone. Press contacts.
Dude, I got two contacts in my phone. Is my problem. Finding one that's going to be awake is the issue. Well, all right, hold on. I got one that might be up right now.
What time is it there?
They're on the East Coast, but I was talking to them not too long ago on Facebook.
Okay, well, yeah, send that to me real quick. Come on.
All right, I'm putting it in, man.
Come on!
All right, number sent. There you are.
All right. Took you long enough. All right, hang on, Jason. Here we go. We're going to call your friend. Online we have listener Jason.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Song better be good. Oh, I like it. That's awesome. Who is this? Who are we calling?
His name's Rob.
Rob, okay. Weird.
Hello?
Is this Rob?
Yes, Rob.
Hey, Rob's phone. Jason is here. Jason Trent.
Jason Trent, how you do?
You know how I do.
Ballin'. All right, so what's your name?
My name is Candy.
Candy? Okay, we're gonna sing a little theme song for you. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Chris, you ready?
I'm ready.
We have the Extreme Bits singers in the studio. Candy.
Wait, is your name Trent?
Candy.
Hold on one second,
Candy.
I can't hear you.
Tell them to mute the music.
Candy.
Candy.
Is her name? Candy. Candy's never met John Merrill.
Sounds great.
Oh, wow.
Good job.
You are awesome.
Good job, Candy. Candy, you're a natural. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You are very well welcome, Trent. I wish I could meet you one day.
Well, that wasn't Trent. That was some other people, but...
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
It's complicated, I'm sure he'll explain later.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure I can explain to him what happens here later, too.
What does that mean? What's going on there?
Yeah, that sounds like a threat. Or something.
I'm just gonna say, we're gonna wink about this later.
So, what's going on? Where are you guys?
Yo, tell him it's a radio show.
We are out right now.
It sounds like a big party or something.
Yo.
All right, wait.
I could try to find him for you. Hold on one second. Okay,
I'll
right.
Put Rob on the phone.
Oh yeah, we haven't talked to Rob. That was Candy for some reason.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right.
One second, please.
Put Rob on. That's the person.
Hold on one second.
We're trying to talk to Rob here. Candy kind of stole the show, but I did like her singing, Chris, didn't you?
Was she singing?
Yeah, did you hear her?
No.
Yeah, she was a backup singer.
Oh, okay.
Yo.
Yo,
what up, kid? Yo. What's going on, bro? I left Hope and I went to go out and get a hooker. And I met a great hooker. Her name is Candy.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, we're going to sing a theme song for you. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Rob.
Rob. Rob. Rob. Has never met John Littlechicken. You threw me off.
Rob.
Oh my God,
Rob!
Yeah, man.
You didn't like it?
I honestly, I like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
It's very kind.
Yeah. So you should make that your ring back instead of the symphony music.
Should I?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hold on a sec.
Who are these people?
Who doesn't matter.
All right, we're gonna let him go. Thanks, Jason, for letting us call your friends there.
No problem, man. That was interesting.
Sounds like sounds like Candy wants to meet you. So she was really impressed by your song you wrote for her. So remember the lyrics. Listen to that again on the podcast and memorize it. That way you can sing it to her live.
It's mostly just her name plus the fact that she hasn't met John Larroquette. So it's pretty straightforward.
This is true, man. This is true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
That was Jason. And then let's see here real quick. Dan has a question for you, Chris.
Oh, for me.
Yeah, this will, as we wrap things up here on the big show, Dan has a quick question. Let me see if I can get... Dan, what's your question for Chris?
Can you please do the final thought? Are you going to do it?
Oh, very nice segue, Dan. Thank you for that.
All right, thanks, Dan. I guess that's a yes.
Is that... it is a yes. Cheers, cunt.
Cheers, cunt. Did you want to do the final thought for Chris? Well, maybe we can let you do that if it's okay with Chris.
Absolutely. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
He's a sporting mate.
Yeah. Cheers, cunt. Let me get the final thought music queued up here for you. And what do you think of the show tonight before we let you get to the final thought?
Overall, it was fucking hilarious. Yeah, it's good.
All right. Was that an A show, a B show, or a C show, would you say?
I'd say it's a B+.
B+. I'll take it. All right. They can't all be A's.
That's right.
All right. Here comes the final thought music, and you know what to do when you hear it. It's playing now.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for it to kick in.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're a pro.
Okay, what have we learned? We've learned you should probably take a picture of yourself now naked and post that on the internet. Just may as well get it out there now before before we actually accidentally get it out there. So kids, go take pictures of yourself naked. We had a band on, which I completely forgot their name right now.
There was two bands, to be fair.
Two bands. I didn't wake up early enough to hear the first one.
No problem.
We learned that they might have had a threesome. Sorry. What else? We learned that you guys are pretty good at improv.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Ryan Stiles. He's Colin Mockery.
Ouch.
That's a compliment.
I don't know.
I think that's an insult, though.
Teach their own. And are those your words of wisdom?
That is my words of wisdom.
Not bad.
I think maybe now on, maybe we should have Dan do the final thought, and then when Dan isn't available, Chris does it.
I'm fine with that.
And then, so we'll keep it on. How do you like that, Dan? Anytime you listen, we'll have you do the final thought.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Brilliant. Yeah,
we'll bring some fresh ideas.
Perspective.
I don't get why Chris can't do it, though. It's like, it's not hard.
Well, Dan, let's not get ahead of yourself, all right? That was decent for a start, but that wasn't great, okay? All right.
Yeah, put him in his place, Chris. Why don't you critique that?
Yeah, I just did.
How about you do the final thought?
You know what? I've done the final thought for a long time. I'm passing the torch to you. I'm going to say simply mentioning what we've talked about isn't much of an insight.
I told you what we've learned from the show. Are you serious?
Well, I feel like you were just repeating what we said. Rather than tying it together, you got to tie it up. Bring all the loose ends in together.
Make it one cohesive thought somehow.
Tie it up in a nice little neat package.
Basically, the cohesive thought was to take pictures of yourself naked.
Well, that wasn't a bad start. Like I said, it was a good start, Dan. Don't take the I'm trying
to
be constructive. I call that a criticism sandwich. I start with a compliment, add a critique, and then I end with a compliment.
Okay. I thought there was just three insults. That's what it felt like.
I don't know. You two are getting a little hostile towards each other, but...
Rubbish. Rubbish.
I thought it was a decent effort there, Dan.
Cheers, cunt.
Cheers, cunt. We will talk to you later.
All right. See you, cunts.
Later.
Bye.
That's our cunt in... it's a little weird for me to say cheers, cunt. I have to admit. Because, you know, it's in the... Actually, I kind of like it, though.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. It's just, like, not a word people say a lot in the United States.
Cunt?
Yeah. I mean, they say it, but it's usually meaning something completely different than your friend, you know?
It's like a cheeky, it's a tongue-in-cheek kind of, I mean, I don't really think it's a compliment still, but it's just sort of being, you know, snarky.
Yeah, it's a little snarky. Sure.
Yeah, that's all.
I like it.
Yeah.
Cheers, cunts. Thanks for listening to Extreme Bits. XTREMEBITZ.com is the website, extremebits.com. That's where you can download the podcast and all of our interviews we do on the show. And also, that's where you can keep up to date with our upcoming shows and guests. Also, our Facebook link is there. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Extreme Bits, XTREMEBITZ. Like us on there.
Later, bitches.
Cheers, cunts.
XB out. We're not ending with that,
no,
are we?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't like that.
I would like to retract that.
Let's end with Seacrest out.
Seacrest is gay and out.
Seacrest out of the closet.
Yeah.
There we go. All right.
Whatever.
All right, see you bitches next time.